Simon & Schuster Audio presents I'm Special and Other Lies We Tell Ourselves by Ryan O'Connell. Read by the author.
To Mom and Dad, thanks for fucking me up just the right amount. Okay, this is the preface.
Hey, you, millennials! You never thought for one second that this world wasn't meant for you to use, to exhaust, to squeeze the juices out of, did you? Your whole life you've been given the privilege to fuck up, to phone in the most important moments, to sleepwalk your way to your college diploma, and throw love away like a crumpled gum wrapper. Everyone is responsible for your vague anxieties, relationship ADD, lack of direction, and crippling fear of intimacy. Everyone is responsible for you, but you. So take a bow and give thanks to everything that has made our generation possible. Give thanks to the internet, texting, Skype, Snapchat, Vine, Instagram, Grindr, and Tinder for making face-to-face communication obsolete and terrifying. Give thanks to the loneliness that radiates from a bright computer screen and the sour surprise that comes from having hundreds of Facebook friends and not a single person to go to dinner with. Give thanks to your parents, who wanted to give you more, more, more. They showered you with affirmations and praise since their own parents never did it for them. Being a baby boomer meant that when they fell and scraped their knees, they found the band-aids on their own. It meant that they could disappear with their friends for hours without having to check in with dear old mom. If our parents present their love to us in HD, our parents' parents decided to go in a more lo-fi direction. Some people believe that part of being a parent is being able to give your child what they never had. And if that's the case, this is what the baby boomers must have lacked. Parents who acted as a pair of helicopters, hovering over their children every second of every day. Parents who poked, prodded, and engaged in the careful use of I statements when upset. Parents who not only bought Neosporin for you, but practically lathered you in it from head to toe. The definition of what it means to be a good mom or dad has changed, and now we're all paying a special price for it one way or the other. By trying to shield their children from the messiness of life, our parents have created a generation that is bound to step in all of the dog shit. Even if your parents took a more hands-off approach to raising you, you could still find other ways to be acknowledged. Ever since you signed up for that free trial of AOL with a dial-up modem in elementary school, you've been encouraged to share every brain fart, every hangover, every boring Saturday afternoon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?